Hey, this is Derek Wooten. I'm lead pastor of Makers Church here in Cincinnati, Ohio, where our desire is to make disciples and make a difference. Thank you so much for joining us through our podcast. We pray this message speaks life and encouragement into you and what God is doing in your life. Hope you enjoy it.
And amen. Hallelujah. Come on, stand to your feet one more time. We're going to get into the word today. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm not preaching very long today. We're going to get in the altar before we close, but we were supposed to start a new series today. I was super excited about it, and I was really looking forward to it. I even had all my corny jokes ready. I was ready, and the Lord yesterday, I'll tell you what he did, but I want us to pray. How many of you guys believe that God's still speaking right now to the people that are listening? I believe God's got a word for you today, and I'll be honest with you. If you stay stubborn and you miss this word, it's your fault and not the Lord's. So don't get stubborn right now. Go ahead and surrender and get ready to receive, because God's about to speak. So open up your hands just like this, and we're going to ask the Lord to just move in our hearts for the next few minutes. Father, we love you today. God, we thank you so much. God, we thank you so much, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. God, we thank you that we've come today, Lord, with expectation, God, with joy in our hearts, God, with praise, God, on our lips. And Lord, I pray, God, over the next, God, just a few minutes, Lord, as you speak to us, God, that we would receive it. God, that we would receive what you are saying and we would respond in faith. May faith rise, God, in this room as we hear your word today, God, and as we respond to the power of your spirit. So, Lord, give us ears to hear and a heart to understand, and may we leave challenged and changed by your goodness today. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Come on, if you're ready, somebody shout amen. Amen, amen, amen. And if you're joining us online right now, it's so good to worship with you right here at Makers Church. We are thankful that we can come together. I told you guys at the beginning of the service today, we've got a lot of church family out sick. How many of you guys know it's no fun to be sick during the holidays? So pray for them. Pray just health and strength over them in Jesus' name, because they are fighting it. But I hope they're joining us online. It's good to see everybody today. I missed you guys last Sunday. I know you guys had an incredible time. Man, our worship team is amazing. Jeff Rinkoff brought an incredible word, and I'm grateful for the leaders. How many of you guys are thankful for leaders in this house? Man, leaders that lead, we're kind of thankful. That's good. I thought everybody would be thankful today. That's how we roll. But we are so grateful for all the Lord did. But it's good to be with you guys today. So let me paint this picture for you. So we're starting a series next Sunday, and it's going to actually carry us pretty much through the rest of the year, called Under Construction. Somebody say Under Construction. We're starting that next week, and I go ahead and give you the caveat. I know it's a Sunday after a holiday, but I need you to be here. I'm telling you, God's going to do something, and he's given me this for this season as we step into next year. So fight to be here next Sunday at Makers, 8:45. How many of you guys know church starts at 8:45 and not 9 o'clock? Most of you think it starts at 9 o'clock. You need to be here at 8:40. Look to your neighbor and say 8:45. Tell them, 8:45. 8:45 and 11 right here at Makers next Sunday under construction. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a blessing. But I want to tell you what happened, because I was not expecting this at all. So I was preparing, ready for this series, and I was sitting in my office right over there at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Worship was playing, and I don't know how you guys have your time with the Lord, but anytime I'm studying, anytime I'm in God's word, I'm always like, Lord, I'm listening. Lord, I'm listening. Lord, I'm listening. And I told the Lord, I was like, Lord, if you want to speak, I'm listening. And you know what he did? He spoke. You want to know why? Because I was ready to hear it. But at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, the Lord just said this one thing to me. And it's my assignment today to release to you. He said, Derek, he said, my people let me love them, but they need to let me lead them. Now, that's not the most revelational thing that some of us have heard. But I'm going to tell you right now, God dropped that in my spirit today for you. Not for everybody else, not for your neighbor, but he dropped it in my heart for you. He said, Derek, my people let me love them, but they need to let me lead them. Now, how many of you guys know there's a difference in those two things? There's a reason that God would say that. Because what I know, as God began to continue just to deal in my heart in that moment, that was not just for right now in this moment. I believe that in this next year, in this next season, God is desiring for his people to let him lead them into places they've never been. I believe God wants to do something in the body of Christ at large and in Maker's Church that we've never seen before. Does anybody have that kind of faith? But it won't happen if we just let God love us. We have to let God lead us. Some might say, Lord, lead me. Lead us, Lord. Lead us, Lord. See, most of us don't have any issue with God loving us. In fact, anybody thankful for the love of God? Oh, I'm thankful for the love of God. In fact, the Bible says in Jeremiah 31, he says that he loves us with an everlasting love. An everlasting love. Come on, slip up your hand right now and just take a minute and say, Lord, thank you for your love. Come on, right all over the room. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your everlasting love. He says that in Jeremiah 31. I have loved you with an everlasting love. But it doesn't stop there. Because just like God loves us, God desires to lead us. God desires to lead us. And so I'm going to a very familiar passage of Scripture today for the next few minutes that I need you to see, and I need you to just breathe it in like it's the first time that you've ever read it. It's Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, we're going to read verses 5 through 8. And I need you to see this because I know what God said yesterday. He said, my people need to let me lead them. And here's what it says in Proverbs 3. It says, with all your heart, you must trust the Lord and not your own judgment. Keep going. Always let him love you. Always let him lead you, and he will clear the road for you to follow. Don't ever think that you are wise enough, but respect the Lord and stay away from evil. This will make you healthy, and you will feel strong. Now, I know many of us know that text, maybe a different version of that text. But I will tell you this morning, that text is applicable to more than people that are just graduating from high school. We treat that verse like, oh, the places you'll go by Dr. Seuss. But the reality is, as we get older, sometimes it's harder to let the Lord lead us. The older we get, the more we get set in our ways. Come on, somebody. The older we get, sometimes it's say, Lord, thank you for your love, but I'm 40. I can take it now. Let me go ahead and have the reins. Lord, thank you so much. I got this. I'm not 40 yet, so I can say that. Come on. There's the warning. But listen. We need to breathe this text in again like it's the first time that we have ever read it. Because, church, I am telling you this, in what God is doing in the earth and in the church, if you are not committed to letting God lead you in every part of your life, did you see what that, go back to verse 6, go back, and he will clear the road for you to follow. There's too many folks that you keep trying to move forward and you can't. And you want to know why? Because you keep trying to move forward in your own strength. You keep trying to move forward, and the only way the road will be clear is when you let God lead you. Somebody say amen if you believe it at all. Let God lead you. Now let's go back to Proverbs chapter 3. Let's have some inductive Bible study for a minute. Proverbs 3 verse 5. With all your heart, you must trust the Lord and not your own judgment. Can I summarize that for a minute? Stop treating your gut like God. How many of you guys say, well, my gut says, your gut's not God? Well, Pastor, I have discernment. Only when the Holy Spirit is leading you do you have discernment. Well, my gut says, let's back up for a minute. Your gut's not God because your gut is wrong sometimes. Your gut is wrong sometimes. How about we say this? Well, something tells me, stop that right there. Something doesn't tell you anything, but someone named the Holy Spirit will guide you into everything. Someone named Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. Notice what God's wisdom is to the people of God, and it's never changed. With all your heart, you must trust the Lord. And let me go ahead and say it while I'm here this morning, because when God spoke this to me yesterday, not only did I sense his grace, but I sensed a warning. So let me go ahead and hit the red alert button. There is a warning coming to some of you. You need to hear the word of the Lord today. Stop trying to lead your life on your own and hope God gets in the passenger seat beside you. He says, with all your heart, you must trust me and not your own judgment. Can I remind you what the Holy Spirit reminded the Roman believers in Romans chapter 8, verse 14? Here's what he said. He said this. He said, the mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. The mature children of God. Notice he didn't say anything about people being filled with the Spirit, but he said people being led by the Holy Spirit. Listen, if you've been walking with the Lord for a decade, you ought to be mature enough to say, I'm not leading myself, I'm letting the Lord lead me. See it. The mature, everybody say mature. Children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. And so what does Proverbs 3 tell us immediately, church? He says, with all your heart, you must trust the Lord and not your own judgment. So hear me for a minute. If there are any places that you know, if you were to do a self-inventory right now, if there are any places in your life that you are still leading, do you know what that really means? That means those are places that you have yet to trust the Lord. Those are places, because if you're leading, that means you say, God, I trust me more than I trust you. I trust me more than I trust you. Listen, you cannot lead yourself better than God can lead you. And if you're ready to go from a place that's here to a place that's there, that's more and greater, it's not enough for you to say, Lord, thank you for your love. But you say, Lord, thank you that you'll lead me. Lord, thank you that you will lead me in every part of who I am. But let's go further in the verse. Let's go to Proverbs 3:6. After we see Proverbs 3:5, always, there's that word again, somebody shout always. Always, 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 let the Lord, let him lead you, and he will clear the road for you to follow. Say, Pastor, how can I really know that he will always clear the way? Because he's a way maker. He's a way maker. You know, I've been chewing on this for about, I don't know how long now, 36 hours, 24 hours, I don't even know how long it is. I will tell you this, the Lord spoke that to me at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Guess what time I woke up this morning? 3 o'clock in the morning. And I woke up and I heard the same thing. My alarm was set for 3:30. That's when I typically get up. And I looked at my alarm and my clock and I smiled. I was like, that's funny, Lord. So I went ahead and I got back up. And I immediately started to pray. Because I'm going to tell you right now, there's some people that you guys, you're a part of what God is doing, but listen to me, in all love, you're being stubborn. How many of you guys know stubbornness and strength are two different things? I see that there's this tendency rising in humanity at large that we have traded stubbornness for strength, and we think it's the same thing. But you better hear me in this room. If you're stubborn, that does not mean you're strong. It means you're stubborn. And God does not need your stubbornness. He needs your surrender. He needs your surrender. Notice what the Bible says. Always let him lead you, and he will clear the road for you to do what? To follow. He will clear the road for you to follow. He will clear the road for you to follow. And then it goes deeper in verse 7. Don't ever think that you are wise enough. Wise enough to do what? To make decisions without consulting the Lord. Please hear me. I love you. How many of you guys believe I love you? How many of you guys love me? Not so many hands. That's great. You are not wise enough to make decisions about your life without the leading of the Lord. Let me show you another. Let me show you this same text in another translation. Go to Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. Trust in the Lord completely. Do not rely on your own what? On your opinions. With all your heart, rely on him to guide you, and he will lead you in every decision you make. Please stop making decisions based on your experience. Experience is not the best teacher. Holy Spirit is the best teacher. And we find ourselves on a daily basis under the banner of busy, we make our decisions without even inviting the Lord into them. And I hate to break it to you, God is still cleaning up messes in our lives of the times we made decisions and we didn't ask him first. Listen, how many of you guys can understand something? We're about to talk about under construction next week. The reality is when we make decisions without the Lord, we invite detours into our lives that God didn't want for us. Because we are not being committed to saying, Lord, in every decision, God, lead me. God, in every part of who I am, lead me so I can make sure that you're guiding me. And then notice as it goes further in the verse, church, here's what it says. Become intimate with him in whatever you do, and he will lead you wherever you go. Become intimate. What does that mean? To get close to him in whatever you do. People are still social distancing from the voice of the Holy Spirit. People are still keeping their distance from the voice of the Holy Spirit. And he says, if you want to do what I can do for you, if you want to walk in greater and see the more that I have, because I believe God has more for the church in this next season. I see a harvest coming all around the world to those who are looking and ready, but only for those who are being led by the Holy Spirit. But notice what he says. He says, become intimate with him in whatever you do, and he will lead you wherever you go. And then notice, it says, don't think for a moment that you know it all. Don't you love when the word is so plain? Maybe you don't. I love when the word is plain. You know why? Because sometimes I'm stubborn. And sometimes I need the voice of the Lord to get me back in check because he's a good father and he's a good shepherd. Don't think for a moment that you know it all. For wisdom comes when you adore God with your divided devotion, with your undivided devotion. Why? Because the mature children of God are led by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. You're not wise if you're not letting the Lord lead you. And you can't let the Lord lead you if you're not in love with the Lord. See, here's some of the crux of all this. Some folks don't let the Lord lead them, but some people are still struggling to receive the love of God in your life. Can I just tell you right now, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the Lord loves you. The Lord loves you. He's not mad at you. He's not frustrated with you. He looks at you and he loves you. And if there's a God that loves you with an everlasting love, please trust him with all of your heart. Trust him with all. But Pastor, you haven't seen my bank account. Do you not think that God is bigger than that? Pastor, you haven't seen my marriage. Do you not think God can't take what's broken and put it back together? Pastor, you don't know my past. Do you not think the blood of Jesus is big enough to cover and cleanse your past? Pastor, you don't see my job situation. Pastor, you don't see all the details in my life. You know what? I don't, but he does. And when you invite him into the details, he has a supernatural way about him of taking everything that was broken and putting it back together. Because the Bible says in Romans 8:28, he takes all things for those that love them and works together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. If you believe that, somebody say amen. But we have to see this, church. God is not just looking for people to love. He is looking for people that will let him lead, because he leads to places that you can never take yourself without him. Does anybody want to stand before God and hear that you left so much on the earth undone? I don't. I want to hear good and faithful servant, well done, because I did everything in my power to do everything that God called me to do, because I let him lead and I didn't try to be in charge of my life. Oh, Pastor, you're talking to a bunch of seasoned believers. That's my point. We got to let him lead. Let me go back. Proverbs chapter 3. Go back to the CEV, Christy. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Don't ever think that you're wise enough, but respect the Lord and stay. Somebody say, stay away. Stay away from evil. Stay away from evil. Stay away from evil. Stay away from evil. Just like God is everywhere, there is evil in this world everywhere. But the word of the Lord is to stay away. Stay away. That does not mean how close can I get without falling into it. That does not mean I can do what I want and be okay. It means stay away. When I was little, this is a fun one. When I was little, the parsonage my parents were in, because they were pastors of a small church, and back then the church had parsonages. And so if you were the pastor, you had to live in a parsonage. And typically the parsonage was a stone throw away from the church, so anybody could come by the house anytime they wanted. It was a great system. That's why it no longer exists. We lived in a rough place, and there were mice in our house. So my parents had to set up mouse traps. And so I don't know why they did, but they put peanut butter in those mouse traps. Apparently, I had a thing for peanut butter. So one day, sweet little toddler Derek, they didn't call me Pastor Derek back then, if you're wondering. They find me in a closet, and I've got peanut butter all over my mouth. And they hadn't given me any peanut butter. And they looked at me and they said, Derek, did you mess with that mousetrap? No, mommy. I didn't mess with that mousetrap, mommy. No, mommy. Well, Derek, where's the peanut butter? I don't know, mommy. Apparently, I did this not just once, but multiple times. Now, praise the Lord, that mousetrap never got my fingers, because I was a crier back then and I probably would have let one wail. But time after time after time, they said, Derek, stay away. Derek, stay away. Can I just get plain? How many times is God going to have to look at you and say, stay away from that, and you actually listen to him? How much longer are you going to keep running to the places where God has put a stay away sign? Not because he is mad at you, but because he loves you enough to say, I don't need that. You don't need that in your life. I made you for more than those things. And he says, stay away from evil. And then notice what he says afterwards in verse 8 that should encourage all of us. This will make you healthy and you will feel strong. There are too many people of God. You're not healthy from the inside out because you're not letting the Lord lead and you're not staying away from the things he said, stay away from. Because you're relying on your gut and your own wisdom. And your gut's not God and your wisdom's not good if it's not coming from the Holy Spirit. That's why he said stay away and then you'll feel healthy. Then you'll feel strong. How many of you guys want to finish this year healthy in body, soul, and spirit? How many of you guys want to finish this year knowing that you're strong enough to keep going for everything that God has for your life? Then see the simplicity of the word of the Lord for your life. Don't just let the Lord love you. Let him lead you. Let him lead you. Pastor, in every way, in every way. Pastor, in every relationship, in every relationship. Pastor, in every part of my life, in every part of my life. Let the Lord lead you because it will always lead to everything he has for you. If you believe that, somebody say amen.